to Protect, brought to you by Cork's 96 FM, the IBI, and funded by Comisiún na Mban with the television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
This week on Ours to Protect, we hear about the Gum Litter Task Force Bennett Roadshow and the part that Cork schools are playing in correct litter disposal and the importance of caring for the environment. The Roadshow is the largest of its kind to date, visiting 70 schools nationwide across 25 counties. The aim is to drive behavioural change around attitudes to gum litter. Avril Donlan is project manager and she tells us when it started and how it has been rolled out.
So the campaign, the Gum Litter Task Force campaign, has been running since 2006. And it features an advertising campaign that's run over the summer that would be on television, on digital advertising and outdoor advertising. And after that, then, there is a education campaign that runs nationwide in schools and runs a workshop to secondary school students. And since last year, we started to run the workshop in primary schools as well.
How is the initiative being demonstrated in the schools?
So what happens is a workshop goes out to the school, and that's an actor-led workshop. So actors go into the school and they do role play for in front of the students, and it's very it involves the students in the workshop as well. And it's all about teaching them about the responsible disposal of chewing gum. But not just that, it's got a lot of messages about litter in general and the environment. It teaches students about pride of place and how they can help to make the environment around them and the communities in which they live a better place to live.
So what kind of progress has been made as a result of the Gum Litter Task Force campaign?
Since this campaign began in 2006, we've seen a great improvement in gum litter. So when the campaign started, chewing gum accounted for 30%, almost 30% of all litter in Ireland. That figure is now down to 9%, and this is the government's own litter monitoring system. So really we can see a huge improvement over the years. But we still need to keep getting that message out there to people. It's so simple to just bin your gum when you're finished with it. And it makes such a big difference to the environment we live in and how places look. And it also helps county councils and tidy towns to clean up as well when it's not such an issue.
Avril explains how big an input Cork has had with the Roadshow.
Yes, so we were in Cork last week and we were visiting students in Skirlmuir College, Loretto Secondary School, Fermoy School Community College, Bandon Grammar School, Edmund Rice College and Kinsale Community School. So we really did get around Cork City and County. And unfortunately, we don't get to every school, but we do have a waiting list for next year. So if there's teachers listening or indeed students, they can get in contact with us on our website, which is binneteducation.com. But also on that website, there's lesson plans and there's videos and a lot of supporting materials for teachers, but also for green school committees as well. So it's a great resource. If they haven't been able to take part this year, it's a great resource to help them with environmental issues and messaging in their schools.
For any schools interested in taking part in the Gum Litter Roadshow in 2024, what do they need to know?
So our plans is to roll out our campaign again next year, to do a full advertising campaign and also to do the school's education campaign. We tried primary schools last year as a pilot scheme and it worked really well. So we're hoping to increase the number of primary schools that we get to visit next year while also keeping secondary schools on board. So we have a dedicated gum litter website, which is gumlittertaskforce.ie. And you'll find my contact details on there. Even if there's tidy towns groups or youth groups listening, we can send them out materials and resources to help them with environmental and litter issue or messaging.
For more information, visit the website gumlittertaskforce.ie or see the show notes of this episode.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by Cork's 96 FM, the IBI, and funded by Comisiún na Mban with the television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.